Let's go now on News Radio 930 WBEN to Arun Vishwanath on News Radio 930 WBEN. But before we bring in Arun, let us play the Ring doorbell ad that aired during the Super Bowl. What do you have?
This is Milo.
Pets are family. But every year, 10 million go missing. And the way we look for them hasn't changed in years. Until now. One post of a dog's photo in the Ring app starts outdoor cameras looking for a match. Search Party from Ring uses AI to help families find lost dogs. Since launch, more than a dog a day has been reunited with their family.
Be a hero in your neighborhood with Search Party. Available to everyone for free right now. Join the neighborhood at ring.com.
All righty. Arun, what do you think of the ad? Why, first of all, why is it so controversial? You're the IT guy. You're the tech guy. You also know human behavior. What is so controversial about that ad? I don't get it.
Hey, Tom, I love the commercial. It was so heartwarming. Didn't you?
I did, too.
I mean,
it was
a great commercial.
I did, too. I'm absolutely offended. I knew I could say the words. that people actually are upset at the technology that now exists to help people reunite with their loved pets. Come
reunite
on.
Reunite with their lost pets. And yes. Grandma, if she goes walking out there. The only problem is, I mean, who decides what is being tracked? I mean, just imagine you're opting into a neighborhood global network of cameras that are watching pretty much anything and everything everybody's doing. And it's deciding based on a photograph, you know, across thousands of cameras, whether you actually did it and whether we can catch that person, even if it was somebody just walking around. Just imagine that. You go for a walk in the night, someone posts it and say, I got a suspicious person walking. All the cameras, who knows how far they go, start dinging. The cops show up. They take them a walk in the night. You're allowed to do that. How do you get off that camera now?
Well, as you know, in a public place, you have no expectation of privacy. So
that's right.
You got to forget
about
that.
An expectation that you can walk without being stopped. Everybody is a suspect in this particular case, isn't it?
Well,
who decides who's not? I mean, the problem with these kind of technologies is not the technology. It's the lack of human judgment in the process. People can post pretty much anything on it, right? I mean, it's someone walking, but small crowd gathers, right? And technology.
See, I don't know. My wife will not let me have a Ring camera, I cannot have one. So I really don't know a lot about the technology. Do you want to explain to people like me who can't ever own one because of a spouse that
you got it. It's a Wi-Fi enabled camera. This technology that they have is not new. This was there since late 2020, even earlier. This is a reproduction. It's a new redo of the same concept that already failed. Not the camera, but the idea that they came up with. So here's the Ring camera. It's a network. It's on Wi-Fi. There's a server on which a lot of this data is housed. And they tried this once before, where it's owned by Amazon, partly. And in a sense, what they did is they said, hey, you know what? We'll create a neighborhood. We'll connect all the cameras together because all the data feeds are there. And the police can kind of basically get into the camera and start looking for suspects if there was one in the area. And hundreds and thousands of police departments started picking up data from it.
So,
and there were lots of false arrests. There were lots of problems. And essentially, this is the new version of that. This is a new avatar of that same thing with puppies instead of people.
So, I mean, are you saying, because I watched the ad, I thought about lost dogs. You thought about criminals or people who could be construed as criminals?
I thought about all of us. It could be a father walking a kid. I've been walking my children, and, you know, sometimes they're just acting out, and I pick them up, and it looks, I don't know, if you're looking at it on a camera without context, you may not know what's going on and report it. Suddenly you're a suspect. And how far are you a suspect? How many cameras is this speaking of? How big is this neighborhood? Is it a global neighborhood? And how do I get out of that? Remember, we talked about this with Wegmans, too. Private property, private organization. Same problem. Who decides this? Right. And what can I not post? Can I post, a car speeding? Is that OK? I know we don't have a right to privacy, but, you know, someone speeding is breaking the law and all the neighborhood cameras start picking it up. We've tried this once before. It's failed. Right. Remember, in the city of Buffalo, we had these cameras that would give you a ticket if you just went about 20 miles an hour in a school zone. Thousands of tickets were written. Thousands. And that same technology came back now in school buses because they knew it didn't work, right? This is a pretty big problem here, right? Technology exists to pretty much surveil and capture anything. The question is in the interpretation. The question is in the judgment.
We're talking with Arun Viswanath on News Radio 930 WBEN, the Ring doorbell ad. Now, AI as it applies to pets. We're used to, you're talking about people and AI and facial recognition. How is it going to work with pets? Granted, there are, I'm sure, fewer mysterious pets wandering around than there are human beings, but how does that work with the AI?
Well, basically, it's the same thing. It's essentially the same thing that it does with people, right? It converts basically, the photograph that, so let's say in this particular commercial, right? If someone loses a dog, they upload a picture and a description. It's going to take that picture. It's going to convert it to a graphical count, some kind of unique number. And it then starts looking for similar numbers across cameras that have opted in without the permission of the people who opted into it. So all your neighborhood cameras start dinging. You don't define that. Someone out there is doing this. And then they say, well, we saw something that looks like your dog run by. Now, it could get it wrong. We know there are false positives. The problem with these technologies is errors are small, but they add up when you put it across scale, across a nation. And so, then suddenly all these cameras start. Now, the only difference with this technology, Tom, is they tell you, your neighbors, they send a notification to them. They say, hey, Tom lost his dog and we saw it on your camera. Can you share the picture with us? That's the only difference.
Talking with Arun Viswanath on News Radio 930 WBEN. The Ring camera itself, just a little primer, if you will, on how it works for those of us who don't have one. Is it easy to install? Do you have to be a computer whiz? Do you need to bring in an IT person? Because I can only change a light bulb because I've seen other people do it sometimes, you know?
Well, the great thing with these technologies is that they are so easy to install. They're Wi-Fi based. Many of them don't even need to be wired. They have two AA batteries in them. You just put it on your door, and that's about it. Many of them, there's another version of this by another company that's also affiliated with Amazon called Blink. They do the same thing for a lower cost. What they do is they work with your Alexa if you have an Alexa in your house. If someone walks by, it captures the camera's feed. It just captures that video of that person and the audio, and it stores it, and it sends you a notification on your phone. It's very, very easy to both install it, to use it, to review the feeds, and to share it. That's what makes this so cool. And you can buy them for a lot lesser than people used to pay for home security systems. You can have half a dozen cameras in your house for under $500.
So let me just get back to the idea that you brought up earlier, because I asked, why is this such a controversial ad? And you said, actually, you liked it. You thought it was heartwarming, putting people back with their pets. And then you went into the thing about human beings and people perhaps being falsely accused of having done something because they were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Is that why it's so controversial? Because this reminded people that people can be the victim of mistaken identity. Why is it controversial? I'm a little confused.
Well, I think the reason for the controversy in this particular case is because everybody sees through what this really is, right? What this really is surveillance at a mass scale, right? The only difference is this is corporate surveillance at a mass scale where you and I don't decide what gets pinged and whose cameras get pinged. We're just, members of the paying public. And I think that's something most people, and I've read many forums on this, everybody sees right through it. And that's a good thing from a civil liberties point of view, right? We see it. We see beyond the heartwarming commercial to say, what does this really mean? This means every time I'm walking out there, I could be a suspect of something I don't even know I did. How about that?
I want to get back to artificial intelligence. How is artificial intelligence progressing? And where do you see, I want to bring this up because it came up in the ad, the Super Bowl ad for Ring, the AI aspect of it. Where do you see AI going? Because I believe AI is a very interesting tool, but it's also not really ready for prime time because I try to save files on it. It says everything is saved. And then I go back to ChatGPT and it loses everything. I told it today, you're supposed to be making my life easier, not more complicated, you dolt.
Yeah. And that's the fact, right? AI makes mistakes. It's not a replacement for you and I. I don't think it ever will, but it'll make things a lot faster. It'll make things a lot easier. And I don't think AI is going to be a technology. It's not just showing up as a robot. I think AI is, as we're seeing it, it's in everything. It's in the camera feeds. It's in your search feeds. It's in your Word documents. It's in your email. It's everywhere. It's doing something everywhere and making things happen faster. And there are errors in it, right? I mean, that's but the problem, though, right?
Well,
I mean,
there are stupid there are stupid errors in it. Like, for example, if I say, this is the file, this is the name of the file, everything I'm going to send you right now, put in the file and then lock it, and it still screws it up.
And that's precisely the limitation right now, right? And it's going to get better before it gets worse, or it gets worse now. But the point of it is context. AI is very bad at context. So when you start saying things which are within a context that you can understand and visualize, AI cannot. So when you see a crowd of people, AI can't understand, is that a crowd of people celebrating? Is that a crowd of people getting ready to riot? And the difference between this, you and I get right away, AI doesn't. The obvious is not so obvious. And so that's why when you come back to technologies like Ring, which is using visuals, and someone says, hey, there's a crowd of kids hanging out here, the crowd of kids could be just a crowd of kids celebrating something for a few minutes, not a melee about to break out. And, so, and it's that problem, right, with AI, with Ring, with all of these things that we need to be careful about, at least until it gets better. And I think it will. I think the technology is getting better. It's learning. Remember, it's learning each time it makes these errors, not just from you, but from people all over the world. So it gets better over time. But we're not there yet.
Well, I love it when AI, I've actually been lied to by AI. True story. It must be getting more human because it lied to me. It told me, I gave it my list of autographs and I asked it to re-give the list back, to put the list that I'd given it on the screen. And it did it and it added David Ben-Gurion onto the list. I said, why is David Ben-Gurion in my autograph list? Because I have never even mentioned him. And AI actually said, well, you did mention him in a previous conversation that we had. I said, I've never mentioned David Ben-Gurion. And it finally said, yeah, I don't know what happened, but you have every right to be aggravated because I did give you bad information. Like, no, you lied. No, you lied to me. Own it, AI.
That's
own
right.
it.
And right now, we know, we call that hallucination, right? AI is hallucinating. But where's the next step when it starts actively lying to you to kind of keep you happy? When it says, yeah, you're right.
Do you want the screenshot? I'll be happy to send you the screenshot, Arun, because
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, and I believe you, right? It's AI hallucinates a lot more than people give it credit. But the point of it is, who's accountable for that when this happens at Wegmans? Who's accountable for it when, you know, the security camera system hallucinates? And it says, yeah, this guy's a bad guy. Let's go get him. He's in our system. And he's not. Who do we blame? The AI program? Notice you said it was the AI program that made a mistake. You didn't blame Microsoft Word or whatever, whichever browser you were on, perhaps. Does Wegmans get the blame? Does Ring get the blame?
Well, no. In my case, I will say ChatGPT totally gets the blame because it lied. I got to send you this. It literally lied to me.
I believe you. And this is the problem. And that is that's a great example of why we don't want these technologies being scaled the way they're scaling it. You know, remember, policies follow the errors. Laws follow even, you know, way down that chain after a lot of these errors accumulate. Do we have the ability to wait that long for things to go wrong before we correct it? And that's not how it should be. But that's how technology moves. It moves faster than policies and laws can catch up. That's the fear. That's why we got to talk about this. That's why this is important, what you're doing, what the media is doing. All this aggravation is very, very good. It's good because it brings that word out.
Well, you know, I want to do a show on AI in the not too distant future. I've been saying that, but I'm trying to put it together because my first wife has done some very interesting things relative to AI, and I should send you those screenshots as well. So the phone number that
Absolutely.
We have, that's the one I use to send you the stuff?
Yep. Send it to me. And if you go online, I've written articles I'm talking about like 7-8 years out.
Yeah.
About what AI would actually do to various companies, various industries, job losses. I talked about this. I've written about it in CNN. It's available online. You can just do a search, my first name, last name on CNN, on AI and what it's going to do to journalism, what it's going to do to the news.
Yeah. Journalism can't get any worse. I mean, AI can only improve journalism as it exists today in the United States. I'm sorry.
That's right. Either that or, you know, what I talked about is like the perfect echo chamber, right? So you go to a website and you start reading the news. Let's call it whatever, you know, news.com local, Western New York News. And it starts giving you news the way you want to hear it. From your point of view, from your vantage point. And then I go on and gives it from my point of view, because it's learned what works for me. Just like your AI program learned some patterns of yours. And you're in that perfect echo chamber. Everybody's agreeing with you in that particular article. Everything looks exactly the same. Think about that. I've written about it.
Go Arun, unfortunately, I'm out of time, my man. But I thank you very much for joining us. I'm actually a little late, but thank you. Arun Viswanath on News Radio 930 WBEN.